From KQED. From KQED Arts, this is Right Now-ish. This week, host Pendarvis Harshaw speaks with Marty Arenado, someone Penn first knew as a DJ and graffiti writer with the Oakland crew TDK. Marty was raised with close ties to his Native American roots, and throughout most of his life, he's been an active voice of support for his communities, whether in his hometown of Oakland or in indigenous territories across the country, and now in his new business home. He runs a clothing label from a storefront that also serves as a discreet entrance to a custom cocktail bar in the Tenderloin neighborhood, which is where Penn recently met Marty to hear more about his latest creative projects.
Currently on Taylor, but we're headed to Turk. We're going to meet with DJ Willie Mays, aka Marty, a longtime stand-up guy in the Bay Area community. He's coming up with a zine, and the zine is going to feature lots of local businesses, which is important because local businesses are having a hard time, you know. So I think he's trying to do something in the community that really matters, and I want to shine light on that. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
All right, and so we are here, grabbing drinks. Finally, man, cheers.
Cheers. So I run a small clothing label called Never Over, spelled N-V-R-O-V-R. Through my connections in graffiti, a friend of mine is one of, you know, the city's top bartenders. He was like, hey, I want you to run a store next door. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, people in bars tell crazy stories and they come up with wild ideas. You know, I'm building a bar next door. And then you walk through your store, to you'll be the entrance to the bar, essentially.
In your life, one thing leading to the next. That's tight for a young person who says, yeah, I'm just interested in this. It's kind of aimless. I like graffiti, what have you. Who knew that could one day lead to you operating out of a storefront that your homeboy owns? The zine that you're working on and how it features other people who own stores. Tell me some more about that zine.
I want to introduce myself to the neighborhood by, like, bigging up other businesses and lifting up and amplifying. And so, like, what I want to do is just do a zine that features all those people who have been here holding it down for who knows how long. Hopefully bring more attention to this area, because TL's really got it going on.
In talking to you, and also even in today, like, we rolled up to you in front of the store, and you're sweeping. Mm-hmm. And you're sweeping up the tenderloins, and, like, somebody might scratch their heads, like, what are you doing sweeping in the tenderloins? Sweeping the street.
Yeah, a lot of people see me sweeping the street and they look at me like, are you out of your mind? Your broom is dirty now. Like, so I'm just showing, taking care of something that I think is precious. You know, the store is precious to me. That block is precious to me. The people around it are precious to me.
Given all the work that you do, like from the DJing, from the graffiti, the clothing line, now the zine, is there any common thread that defines your mission statement as a person, as an artist?
I guess the common theme is an expression of culture, you know, protect culture or to thrive in a place. It lets you know who we are and where we come from and that we were here first. Elbow out space and protect what little we do have. You know what I mean? Like that, I feel like, is the most important. As a Native person, I understand it. You know, as a graph writer, I understand it. As an Oakland Native, I understand it.
Thank you. Thank you for your time today. Thanks for grabbing a drink. It's long overdue.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Glad to do it. Thank you for having me.
That was Marty Arenado, a.k.a. DJ Willie Mays, in conversation with Pendarvis Harshaw. You can check out Marty's shop along with the others in his zine during the Tenderloin and Lower Polk First Thursday Art Walks. See more at kqed.org/rightnowish.
Funding for Right Now-ish comes in part from Aquanati Foundation, supporting the development of powerful social change movements to eliminate structural racism.